You know, if you're a Christian, I wonder, do you still rejoice in the whole wonder of it all? The wonder of being saved, the wonder that Jesus loves me, the wonder of the cross. Isaac Watts said, "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride." You know, there's something about the Apostle Paul. He never seemed to lose the wonder of it all. Those remarkable words in Galatians 2:20, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me," the wonder of it all. I think in the church we have often lost the wonder of what it means to be saved, the wonder of a Savior dying on a cross, the Son of God himself shedding his blood upon a cross, taking our guilt and shame and making it his very own. And we hear the story of the cross so often that it doesn't affect us, it doesn't melt our hearts the way it should. We have become so familiar perhaps with it. You know, years ago there was a wealthy Christian from Scotland. He was a large estate owner, but he had an interest in missions. One occasion he went to Africa and was out with a team there, and his heart went out to this little boy who had been orphaned. No hope in life at all. And this man and his wife, their hearts just went out to this little boy, and he grew up in a tribal setting that was absolute poverty. And this man's heart went out to the little boy. And so in the process of time, they applied for adoption and they adopted this little boy from Africa. This man was very wealthy, but all the while he never told the little boy about his wealthy estate in Scotland. And at last, whenever it came time to bring the little boy into their home and into their family, they had this great celebration put on, and there were servants there at the table, and their home was opened, and friends and neighbours were in. And this little African boy was sitting at the end of the table. He couldn't speak very much English at all. But as they were sitting and dining, and as he looked around at the surroundings all around him, he began to cry, began to weep. He got very, very agitated. And so that man went over to him and put his arm around him and said, "Son," because now he was a son, legally adopted into the family. He said, "Son, has somebody said something to upset you? Is something not right?" And the little boy looked around and thought about how he was being treated. And he said to his father, "I can't believe you left all of this behind to come to Africa, to sit amongst mud huts, to adopt someone like me." And there's a very pale picture of the gospel. The Son of God left the splendor of heaven, left it all behind, came into this world, and dwelt in the filth of this earth just to save a sinner like you and a sinner like me. I wonder, does it ever cause us to weep? Someday, whenever we sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb, we see our Savior face to face, and we're served there, and we look all around us, we will stand in awe and wonder that he left it all behind to come into this earth just to save a sinner like me. Robert Murray McShane wrote in that wonderful hymn, "When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty not my own, when I see thee as thou art, love thee with unsinning heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know, but not till then, how much I owe." Don't lose the wonder of it all, the wonder of the cross, the wonder of Christ's sacrifice, the wonder of his love, the wonder of his mercy, the wonder of his grace. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." What a wonder. May we worship God afresh today. And if you don't know him, think about that. Consider that. Consider Christ today, what he has done for these souls of ours. God bless you. And again, thank you for joining us.